Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket, the soul eating podcast. I'm Pete Mezina.
Yeah, and I'm Glenn Marshall. I'm shopping for souls, looking for the right cut of soul.
I'm really hungry, but I only want to eat one thing, and I'm Nick Schaefer.
Well, what's that one thing, Nick?
Souls. Come now, your one thing. There
souls.
We go.
Teens.
Now that we got that out of the way.
All right. Well, still in the studio at Podcast Central, Mr. Mike Critelli.
I just won't leave.
No, it's true.
Capping off Critelli week.
Yeah, well, at least 3 days of Critelli week.
That's as much as anyone can handle.
It's
a leap week.
He's one of those people who, you know, you get enough of very quickly, maybe after an hour and a half of podcasting.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not.
We just started.
We just started.
We're approaching that 0 hour, though, and we know what happens then.
Mike is...
Don't we, Mike?
He turns into a werewolf.
For those of you who haven't been listening to the last couple of episodes, Mike Critelli is a dear, dear friend of the hosts of this podcast, and he's a comedy writer.
Who the hell are those people?
Ryan and his robot pals.
Once again, Christian not with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy...
What a dick.
He's a flake. We've said since the beginning.
He's probably a flake! He's probably at his job right now.
What a
you mean,
flake.
You mean 2 months of a job 5 years ago?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's worked 2 months his entire life.
I'd say that's a low blow, except...
Bingo!
You've been paying for his stuff for quite some time.
Bingo!
Ridiculous.
Well, I would say... Let's not talk about it on the air, but he doesn't listen to these podcasts.
Yeah,
so
there's another reason he can go fuck himself.
All right, everybody, let's...
Critelli brings out the worst
shit
in all of us.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, apparently, before this third trial here, the comment was made that we've been getting more vulgar since Critelli is here, except for me.
I don't know.
Else.
Yeah, you're already at saturation.
Oh, yeah. I can't go any lower.
It's not that you can't
or
get
higher.
More vulgar, it's just that there is no more vulgar. It doesn't exist.
You mean I'm redlining in vulgarity? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I mean, whatever it takes to blurt out the racism, you know, that's fine.
Hey.
We understand you have a problem.
Oh, me? I have a problem.
Yeah.
Folks, hop on that Easter egg, by the way, if you can find it.
There's no such thing as the Easter bunny or the Easter egg, except for the ones that the Hawaiians invented. What?
Or Pete's racism. It doesn't exist.
No.
So,
Mike.
Yeah, go on.
Critelli, well, how does one go about actually trying to become a comedy writer? Like, what are you...
Famous. I want to become famous.
What is your
plan?
How
do I become famous?
Do you just try to keep networking upwards? Do you just
keep
sending
out tons of shit? You got to get on this show. That's paramount. And then, you know, it's networking, sending it out, just writing really good shit.
Is quality? Does the cream rise to the top?
No. I may have. That's not the. No, it doesn't matter. The quality doesn't matter.
Oh,
yeah. Because I was gonna say, I see the same romantic comedy with like the uptight dude and then like the free spirit chick, and then at the end he becomes more of a free spirit instead of her getting her fucking act together.
I was talking, you know, because somebody
how about
the other
that?
Day.
How about she like learns to fucking turn in her taxes on time? How about that fucking wacky change of events?
Whoa there, but then what does that teach him?
Okay.
Nothing.
Romance comedies are about teaching men.
Nothing.
Stuff.
He seems to be a pretty responsible
Mike
man.
Mike has something to
being.
Say.
You know that new movie with Katherine Heigl and Gerard Butler where it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's like coaching her.
He's
going
to teach her something that he's gay.
What if he teaches her to get with that guy and that's it? Then that's the movie. And they don't have any romantic relationship. What then? I think that'd be a good movie.
I feel
movie.
Like the suspense would kill me.
Wasn't there a movie like Dane Cook and that other dude who did kind of the same thing where he's trying to get that chick for his friend?
Yeah, but just let it happen.
And
don't...
isn't there the same thing with... isn't that? So is this Hitch just without Will Smith?
Yeah, minus like 50 pounds.
Hitch minus its only appeal?
Hitch with a woman.
Lady. Hitch minus Will Smith.
Hey, lady why hitch. Don't you guys hitch your wagons to clickitorticket.com? Good times here.
Click it or ticket.
There's no such thing as clickitorticket.com.
Yeah, there is.
You idiot.
We bought that, too.
Did we?
No.
Did we buy that?
Welcome back to Liecast, starring Glenn Marshall.
Oh, speaking of...
Hey, this is my dream world. Fuck all of you.
Speaking of websites, there's a new website called lamebook.com.
What's that?
What is Lamebook?
Lamebook, it takes in submissions from users like this podcast does, only that one actually gets a ton of them. We have about three loyal listeners, Alyssa, Annalisa, and Jeff, who keep our furnaces burning. But Lamebook takes submissions of photos of really embarrassing wall conversations, Facebook statuses, horrible photos, anything like that, and puts them up there. And they're actually pretty amusing.
It's funnier than lolcats.
It's like if lolcats had a Facebook profile and was even funnier.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I should definitely look at this standing or sitting down.
Yes.
Not standing up.
Like,
you don't like lolcats?
Something terrible might happen.
There was one.
You love lolcats. I think you just love cats a lot.
Yeah, I do.
One example, or I could give you two examples. One of them is just Kylie and Nick's relationship status. And it has little captions on them. One is like, this was a pretty crappy 2 weeks. And has Kylie, like, becoming single, being engaged to Nick. Splitting up with Nick, becoming single, getting engaged, splitting up in a relationship, getting engaged over the course of 2 weeks. Another is a guy's Facebook status says, I can't believe he's gone. I'm really going to miss him. And somebody posted like, lol, yeah, I'm sure going to miss Billy Mays too. And the original person says, well, I was talking about my grandfather, but okay, I guess.
But yeah, Billy Mays is pretty cool too.
Yeah. So, and that one's entitled The End of Mike and Jason's Friendship.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember when the Facebook status thing first changed. It wasn't just
Twitter?
Like your status. No, but it said, what's on your mind?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I put was suicide. Because I didn't even know it was the status. I thought it was just like, what's on your mind? And I thought that'd be really funny. And I got some messages from some acquaintances from high school being like, you know, we could, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but if this is like a joke or some sort of social experiment, like whatever, but if we need to talk, like, please let me know. Don't hesitate.
Mutino is suicide.
Well, it just said, what's on your mind? Suicide. I thought that'd be really funny and tasteful. But it turns out
It wasn't a complete sentence. It wasn't suicide is on my mind is what you were going for.
Well, that's right. I thought it was like, what's on your mind? I thought it would say like Pete is thinking about because it's a what's on
Facebook
your mind.
Does not follow, you know, second grade grammar rules.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, they were very advanced. They skipped second grade.
People can't
I mean, it's like, you know, what's the Revolutionary War about? The Revolutionary War is about blank, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should have been. That's what you were expecting.
Kind of, yeah.
But people can't figure out is. They don't know when. Have you ever noticed that? It's like the opposite of what they should do is what they use with is on the Facebook status thing.
Well, what used to happen is it would automatically fill in the is, and you had the option to delete it or whatever.
People couldn't figure that out, and then they took that out.
Yeah, it started off with just the is was always there, and then the option to delete it. But now people still put it in.
Yep.
That blows my mind.
What do you mean?
Well, like, remember, you know exactly what I mean. You're just being, oh, my God.
No, I don't. So it'll be like Pete Mutino is something?
Well, that used to be a problem because the is would automatically be in there, but you had the option to delete it. It'd be like, you know, the blue highlighted form.
Right,
of course.
So, you know,
and people would forget
it,
about
if
it.
If you want it, you could take
and, but
it.
But some people would forget about it. You know, they
you
got
to learn to reach out there and grab it, Nick.
You need to just look at what you're fucking writing for five seconds.
The thing that hurts my brain is people still put is in.
Is.
It's like Sarah is... I am sad. Like, it's like,
yeah.
It's like you took the time to type is, and then
she's a classicist.
You went out of your way to be stupid.
Yeah. Well, did they put this in
your
translator?
I do it sometimes to be ironic now, but I guess I might just seem stupid.
Are there some people now?
It was suicide.
People now assume that the is going to be their default, so they like forget that it's supposed to be there. So it's like Pete happy, and that'll be it. They assume the is.
I'm fine with that. I can fucking infer the is.
I'm not saying it's too complicated that I can't figure it out.
There.
I'm just saying it blows my mind that people would just do they just like close their eyes and throw darts at their keyboard and that's what comes out? Like what?
Well, I kind of agree with Glenn on that one though.
I demand perfection on the internet.
Well, you're not going to get it.
Well,
we'll
get it out on our website.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want perfection on the internet, you're already at the right
place.
Wait,
you're saying you agree with me. I heard my name, and now I perked
it's not
up.
So that,
I
it's
was
not
zoning
so much,
out.
Oh,
not
got
so
it.
Much that he agrees gotcha. With you, it's that he disagrees with me.
Well, that's even better.
Well, we all know I've made a name for myself. But
only I knew what that was.
It's Pete, right? For
yeah,
suicide?
Yeah, Pete. It's suicide.
Pete at suicide.com.
It's the same thing.
Pete is a suicide girl.
How's that working out for you?
Suicide. What? But
being a suicide girl?
Being a what?
You've never heard of the Suicide Girls? It's where, like, it was this, like, where chicks could put all their MySpace photos up. But
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty hot.
They sold a book of it, like a hardcover coffee
not really
table
hot,
book.
But
hey, Ryan, how's fucking texting going on?
Yeah, our engineer.
Yeah, why don't
involved.
You turn the soundboard over here and I'll work it if you're not going
he
to.
He could be looking for drops. You
Glenn's going to work it, everybody.
Speaking of drops, Glenn's sound level on his mic just dropped. In one fell swoop from Ryan.
Bingo!
Bingo!
Cortelli, how long have you been practicing these drops?
I actually, when I'm listening to it in the morning, in the shower.
Is that really when you listen to it?
Yeah.
How do you set that up?
I don't know. I bring the laptop into the shower with me.
You do that too? Because I do it every day, and I know everyone in my family like knows damn well what I'm planning to do when I bring it in there.
Listen to your podcast?
Yes!
good times.
I can only
my family's a fan of the podcast, so I'm told.
Wait. Your family is?
No. They can't know about this.
Right, I know.
They mentioned... I wasn't sure when I was over to your place. I wasn't
gotta
sure.
Unrent that skywriting plane.
Shit. Why did you say that? We like look at the skyline from our periscope in the bunker, but
it's actually
crashing into the World Trade Center.
Pentagon, please.
I am an FBI agent.
Mike actually just got the helicopter from Independence Day that they use to communicate with the aliens, and he has it hover over your house.
Yeah,
Pete,
communicating with your mom, and she's like,
and she's like, no peace.
Whoever set that up is really sexy.
Yeah, mom. My mom used to have the hots for Cortelli.
I'm just a very nice guy.
Yeah. Nice would never looking.
Until she heard me talk about stuff in.
Oh yeah, that's a funny story. You should tell. That's the first I heard of it was earlier today. You want to share that with the listeners?
All right. So we were
a listener. I'm sorry.
All right. So Pete.
Now you're the guest, and we've been ranting over you this whole time. Anyway, go ahead. Tell the story.
All right,
Quit reading Glamour.
Come on. All right. So
I actually did just take the Glamour out of his lab.
And he said, come on.
Yeah.
This is back in high school, right? And so it was a snowy day. Pete was calling home to check in, you know, whatever, and couldn't reach his mom, or so we thought.
Well,
you two were hanging out.
Well, back then, Cortelli drove a old Ford Explorer, and it had a car phone in it.
Yeah, it did. Oh, it had a
very
car
old
phone.
One. It was like a 1995. Like, it
1994
like
Ford Explorer. We put a lot of...
And it was like teal.
Yeah.
No, it was a dark
green, I guess.
It was dark green. No, it was forest green.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Wasn't Mike.
He's not trying to fuck his car. He doesn't remember what it looks like.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pick it up.
All right.
So, Pete.
So Pete was trying to call home, Mike.
Pete was trying to call home on the car phone, and
I couldn't
get a hold of her. Figured it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
We had actually reached her somehow. She picked up the phone, heard us, and then listened for another half an hour.
So like a half hour stayed on the line. This is when we were about like, I don't know, 16, 17.
Racking up your phone bill to your car.
Oh, yeah.
As we, yeah.
But, yeah.
Car phone.
But
you got a nice beating with a belt later, I heard.
But in my mom's mind, Mike couldn't do any wrong. And it was kind of, she was just like, when you guys were talking about like drinking and having sex and doing coke and killing people and falconing, and that was all a joke, right? And I was just like, what? What are you talking about? Like, when did I say that? And she was like, because when you called me, I like stayed on the line because I like heard voices. Was that Mike? She's like, it couldn't have been Mike. It must have been someone like Glenn or something.
Glenn's the sex falconer.
the drunken coke using sex falconer.
But no, it was me.
Yeah, it was
so,
Mike.
So, Mrs. Mutino, this is for you.
It is funny that she tried to talk to me about it at the party because she was like, "So Nick, like, what are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, I'm trying to practice comedy. You know, trying to work on it every day. Always writing. You know, talking to the guys about comedy." She goes, "Sure, the podcast too. That probably helps you working on that every day." I'm like, "Yeah, that thing. I didn't know if you were supposed to know about."
Oh, I mean, they can know now from you.
I mean, I guess the damage is already done, Nick.
What? I didn't tell him where it was. That
the
was
list
the conversation
is out in the open.
The package is in the open.
I miss the days of 90s and late 80s action movies where the whole plot was to get the disc. You guys remember that?
No, it was a floppy disk.
Yeah. It's like the whole fucking world is hinged on the disk.
Yeah, like the missile like fucking codes are written in Notepad.
Exactly.
And it was like, really just it was just Tetris like on there. The new Soviet scheme to launch missiles is Tetris.
You gotta put the blocks in the right spots. You know. It's like the keys.
Yeah,
you
need to get to level 20 and then launch all nukes. It becomes an option.
I remember that's why they were so scared of the Russians because they were great at Tetris.
They invented Tetris.
Oh yeah,
at least the music.
I don't know why we put our missiles in control of Tetris. Then it didn't really.
That makes no sense.
It didn't really.
No,
yeah, we should have made it someone could handle.
Yeah, that's like putting in the modern era. That's like putting our missile codes in like a Mahjong game.
Like I feel like we're better at like pinball.
But when the Berlin Wall fell, that was really the only impact it had on my life. Was that I got a Game Boy and could get Tetris.
Oh,
that was the only influence that the Soviet Union opening up had on me in '91.
Was Tetris.
Dude, yeah, the Berlin Wall fell in those blocks that you had to stack up.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
That's what
I had to stack the Berlin Wall back up to make it disappear.
Tetris 2 Iron Curtain. It was a great game.
Tetris 2 Yuri's Revenge.
Oh, that was, dude. Oh, Tetris was so good, especially because I was never allowed to play video games, and especially Game Boy, outside of the car. Like, the Game Boy was locked away in the car. So if I would beg my parents to be like, let's go for a drive. I want to fucking play Tetris. Like,
no,
please.
It's a nice day. Don't you want to roll your windows down and drive around, listen to some Tetris?
It's like, no,
music?
I want to play Mario, and there's no way of like having a saved game. So let's just go out in the car for like 45 minutes, please.
Drive in circles.
Oh. Oh, man.
Did it ever work?
No, rarely.
And there was that one time where Glenn's dad was parked in the garage sleeping on the wheel, and Glenn hopped in and played some Tetris because the car was running.
You know, funny story. I almost sweated out one day because I went in the car. Like, I found that it was unlocked, and I climbed in the back seat and, like, was sweating so much that, like, when I got out of the car an hour later, it was, like, the middle of the summer. It was 90 degrees. And I fell over and I like stumbled into the house. And my mom was like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "I can't breathe." Like, water. It was awful.
What game were you playing?
Tetris.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So addicting.
That's an educational game, isn't it?
Maybe for men, it trains our spatial intelligence. Women don't have spatial intelligence. So.
Right. Of course.
Cortella, you were talking about that earlier.
No.
Remember, you were like, "My girlfriend is dumb."
No. Okay. All right.
You have anything more disparaging things you'd like to say about your girlfriend?
I love you very much. I'm coming over soon, honey.
It's a prank.
Excellent job, Ryan.
Oh yeah.
So Cortelli, you've been many, many characters in our short films.
Mm-hmm.
Or in your short films, we've been many of your characters. I don't know who's the puppet and who's the puppeteer.
Well, you played the AIDS ghost most recently.
Yeah,
I loved the AIDS ghost role. That was my most challenging role.
How did you prepare for the AIDS ghost? I mean, being from the year 1350,
he got AIDS and died. Sorry, no. But
I feel like we should share the plot, or at least the six bullet points for AIDS
bullet points.
Do we recall?
Yeah. This was we were all sitting around one evening and decided let's make one of our hit films, and we went over to my house. Glenn got his brother's camera, and we just came up with an impromptu thing, but we outlined it like any good director does.
Essentially, the whole plot. Well, here
the six bullet points.
Well, I'll give you the six bullet points, but I think it helps if you know the overall plot. The plot was there were two kids who were rather unprepared,
juvenile delinquents.
Played
yeah,
by me.
Well, and they had parents that died, and a very understanding teacher who adopts them,
Nick,
played by Nick, and he is their science teacher, but they never studied because they're rambunctious and evil. And essentially, they failed like the test like eight times, and he's like, "Okay, I'm gonna like give you all night to study, like you go down to the basement and study," and then they go down there and they find a spell book in the basement.
And that whole sequence, that whole scene was conveyed, by the way, with it had. I had a notepad as I was lecturing them with my like Pepsi baseball cap on that said just like Pete, Glenn, and it just said F next to both of their names, and then it said date of big test tomorrow.
And then they find a spell book, they summon an AIDS ghost from the year 1350. He just tells, and at first they're really pumped because they used a spell to summon
the AIDS
ghost.
Yeah, because it's a science class, so we're like, sweet.
Like now we can just summon up the answer.
This is after Glenn has a very heartfelt monologue, which is like, maybe we should just study and, you know, give him the same effort that he's given us. And then Pete's like, yeah. And then we took about 30 takes of Pete popping around the corner and saying different shit with this, being like, yeah, or Spellbook.
Yeah, what did you say? What was the...
I don't know. We should post if we can find it, we should post it on the website. Just
I
the
just
takes.
Found this fucking
Make it a
spellbook.
Drop.
Spellbook.
Fucking... Yeah. Fucking Spellbook.
Yeah, so the bullet points, I believe, were...
Oh, well, we needed...
Boys...
Hold on.
Just... Let me finish the plot. They summon the AIDS ghost, and the whole science test is going to be on AIDS-related diseases type stuff.
Well, like, they don't know that.
No, they have no
At
idea
this
what
point,
the test
they have no
about.
Idea. It's just a big science test.
No, I think we forced
no.
it.
No.
Nope.
You guys are idiots. We foreshadowed.
We definitely didn't because, okay.
It's
okay.
funnier if we don't foreshadow.
Anyway, but the AIDS ghost just winds up, all he can do is just tell them facts about HIV and AIDS. And so first they're really pumped, but then they get like really bored and perturbed by the AIDS ghost.
Who like won't, he like they can't even go into the bathroom alone. Like,
yeah, he just follows them and tells them AIDS facts.
So they locked in the bathroom with him like rambling about
so
AIDS.
Make sure you wear a condom. That's the number one protective way.
Let's say you're a single 18-year-old male in South Beach and you're fairly promiscuous.
But they decide to kill the AIDS ghost, which they do successfully. Then they get some great news. The big test is finally canceled, so then they commit suicide.
No, that's what he's like. The big test is canceled because I saw you guys working so hard last night. All you need to do is just turn in a short report
of
AIDS and
it.
AIDS-related
yeah.
like shit like that.
Yeah, something
and
like
there's
that.
A book in the basement, which I think is going to help you out a lot.
You're like, you know, you're like, I think you'll find particularly interesting
cool.
or cool. Something like that.
And then Pete turns to Glenn and says,
you thinking what I'm thinking? And then we both high five, and then it cuts to our legs hanging from the ceiling,
yeah, like dangling,
as if
yeah.
we hung ourselves with nooses. Now, back to the bullet points. The whole plot was written out in 6 bullet points, and they consisted of big tests.
No, it was boys reprimanded for, like...
failing class.
Yeah.
Oh, big test tomorrow.
Boys
AIDS ghost.
Summon AIDS ghost.
No, it was AIDS. AIDS
find
ghost.
Spell book.
Spell, right. Yeah,
first one was big test tomorrow. The second was find spell book. Summon AIDS ghost. Kill AIDS ghost.
Suicide.
Test canceled.
Test canceled.
Suicide. Needless to say, we never finished it.
Yeah. Well, we got all the way up through killing. Well, the thing is, we didn't know how to kill the AIDS ghost.
You can't kill the AIDS
yeah,
ghost.
No,
you
exactly.
can only help nope to contain him.
Much like disease.
You can contain HIV if you want.
Yeah, the AIDS ghost is played by Gritalia, and he just like we Wikipedia'd like all the AIDS like prevention facts we could think of.
Just Google AIDS, and there's a shot of Glenn of Pete. Third try, Gritalia talking to both of the kids, and then it just cuts to him clearly reading off of a computer screen.
It'd be great if you were like sweating during that shot a lot.
Well, I don't sweat.
Yeah, like,
but that's the magic of
AIDS
a film
and
of
ghosts.
AIDS.
AIDS does make you sweat.
Would you like to know more?
Spellbook. Yes.
That's what I said a lot and then told you about AIDS.
Oh, God. What was your opening line? It was like, hi, I'm an AIDS ghost from the
I'm an AIDS ghost from the year 1350.
Here to educate you
about AIDS.
AIDS and AIDS-related shit.
AIDS
so,
awareness or something like
so
that.
So funny. Oh, my God.
And then you're like an four... AIDS ghost is like, yes, I am an AIDS. What did you? You're like, yes, I am an AIDS ghost.
Yes, I am an AIDS ghost.
And then we had to do like 500 takes of that because you were so goddamn funny.
You know,
at one point, wasn't there a point where I was just like, so are you like an AIDS like related? Like, did you die from AIDS? Like, what's the deal? Like, you're from the future and you're just like, I'm an AIDS ghost.
And
then later on, you're like, do you ever feel like punching the AIDS ghost?
You know, like, you're sitting at the kitchen counter. You're like, you ever feel like you just want to punch the AIDS ghost?
Do you ever think about maybe punching the AIDS ghost? Do you ever think about it? Like asking you. And the other thing was, I think the bullets actually said was big test tomorrow. 2 was just AIDS ghost. And then 3 was kill AIDS ghost.
Kill AIDS ghost.
And that was it. It was just AIDS ghost, kill AIDS ghost.
I really wish we had finished that. That was comedy gold.
If we do, it'll go right up on PeakLondonNick.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but well, I mean, I don't know if Mike wants to be.
Mike is
going
to retreat back to the OC. You moved to the OC, yeah?
Yeah, that's how we do it in the OC.
What's the difference between the OC and LA?
You know, it's a little more superficial.
More superficial?
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible?
No. That's the amazing part.
No,
wow, that is
elaborate.
How they do it in the OC.
Less wacky nationalities than in LA?
It's all white. And
that's a good start.
There's a lot
like
of
where we're going.
There's a lot. There's a shopping mall on every corner.
Mm.
Keep talking to me, baby.
Getting better.
Almost there.
And everybody's old there.
Oh yeah,
everybody's old.
So, are there any drawbacks?
No.
So you're just Holy crap, why are we not in the OC
so
right
this
now?
This is like a charity run for you. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I'm just coming
yeah,
back
Mike
here for,
is slumming
for the podcast.
It right now.
I'm here to save your souls.
Fratelli's a hey, slumdog.
Oh, yeah, you haven't talked about Jesus once. You had a message you wanted to share with our listeners.
Jesus got infected by the AIDS ghost.
You're going to love my nuts.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy AIDS ghost.
Oh.
So unwise.
Oh, man. So, no, but, you know, I encourage all of you to come out to the OC.
And hang out? You want
yeah,
to hang
just,
out?
Just
with
hang out with me.
Mike Rotelli, proudly brought to you by the Orange County Tourism Bureau.
So you want
the Orange County Register.
That's
that
how
would
we
be
do
a
it.
Great commercial
in
Mike
the OC.
Rotelli on there. It's like, so come on,
just come on. You know,
it's all
I got,
white.
I got this living room, and like, I don't have a couch there, so I need more people in it to like to make it feel like. You know,
there's popular. A couch there.
To tie the room together.
So if you get a whole bunch of people in there, it'll look like you took a couch out so that more people
now,
can be
if
in
we made
well,
a
yeah, if I can get the people on their, like, you know, on their elbows and knees
if
and,
we
like,
made
make
a group,
them a couch.
If we made a group voyage out there,
pilgrimage,
could we podcast
you
from your living room?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's too pristine and beautiful.
For the likes of us.
Right.
Oh.
You can
Pete
you can
actually,
stay in L.A.
Pete actually tears off hunks of flesh from his back and throws them around the room, and they spawn into horrible beasts.
Yeah, see, I don't need that.
You don't want
I don't
that
need that at my new place.
But I hear that you're trying to quit your job, and you tried once and failed.
Everybody at my job listens to this podcast.
I love your job, but you don't for some reason. So
well, let me explain what happened the other day.
That's what I'm
all
trying
right?
to get you to do.
Here we go.
Oh, so, it's on now.
Oh, it's fucking on, guys.
We found this guy in Utah who had a pretty extensive track record of misdemeanors. And they mostly, because it was Utah, you know, so it was like, we got this thing.
It was like buying a six-pack of beer.
It was 10 misdemeanors, right? And so we're like, oh, my God, what
like
the
polygamy?
Hell? We open it up, and it's like riding a skateboard on the wrong side of the street. Like, riding a bicycle. You know, it was like...
At all.
It was like, and he was like, come on, that was
laughing
my,
in
that
public.
That was my past. Like, give me a chance. And we're like, ah, man, this guy... All right, we'll give you a chance. 14 weeks later, he stops showing up to work, and I call him. I call his house, and his mom's like, I can't wake him up. I'm like, just go wake... He hasn't been going to work for 2 days. And he's there, and he says, oh, hey, Mike, I got sick, but not sick like the flu. Sick mentally. And I was like, oh my God.
Insane in the membrane?
I kind of fell off the horse with my meds. But yeah, I'll go to work tonight. Sure.
So then what are the bad things about this job?
Oh no, it's just every day there's something like that I have to do. And then I get like blamed for it because this guy.
So you basically call up every single degenerate on west of the Mississippi and try to make them work?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Well, I mean, if it were east of the Mississippi, I could get all you guys jobs.
Yeah. Well, what is this guy doing?
Well, you really think I like yourself?
No, he was a really, like, the company loved him for the first 14 weeks, and then they gave him a week off to, like, you know, just to, you know, rest his wheels, whatever.
Let him cool down.
He stopped, and his mom thought he was going to work this whole time. His eight in the evening to eight in the morning shift. So he was just going out all night, you know, on benders. It's crazy.
Wild. So did he come back to work?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
No, he was really messed up. We
so you
possibly.
You got fed up with trying to make failures not be failures, and you tried to quit.
A lot of the people I work with are great. No, yeah.
What happened when you said you tried to give your boss your 2 weeks notice, though?
Well, no, I said to him, like, hey, man, listen, this is not going so well. And he was like, yeah, I know, buddy. Well, hey, we're hiring some new people. Like, he totally went around it. He just found ways to you know, circumvent my frustrations, and I was left speechless. And then, you know, I told him, hey, man, you should be a hostage negotiator because you really talked me off the ledge there.
You actually said that to him?
Yeah, I said that to him. I don't think he understood the context of, like, hey, I was really trying to quit my job.
I was really going to jump.
I was really going to jump, and you made it kind of awkward for me.
You didn't make it undesirable, but I just
step
wasn't...
Step away from that ledge. You made it awkward for me to follow through, so thank you. I'll be here another week.
I think you just watched that movie, The Negotiator, with Kevin Spacey and Samuel L. a lot.
It's his favorite movie. He sees it every day.
It's always
he still didn't
me
get
off.
The reference. It's very odd. Maybe
he was in character.
Do you think he was exceedingly clever or exceedingly not perceptive?
Naive.
He's the nicest guy.
Well, that doesn't answer
that doesn't,
the fucking question.
Do you think he was really clever and deliberately evading, or like you're doing now, or do you think he's...
Did he use
you
tail
know,
whip?
Like, what do you say to that, right?
No,
both.
The
answer's both.
No, I'm the one who's not perceptive.
Oh.
I'm the one who's not noticing Cartelli's exceedingly genius evasions. Cartelli's really good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Really good at what? Evading? What? I wasn't here.
No, nothing, Mike. I wasn't. You're good at nothing. Especially not mini golf.
Oh, you want to hear a story about mini golf?
Yes.
I'm really good at mini golf.
Pete?
I always got to hand it off, you know.
How come I never get the fucking reins, Cartelli? I'm sitting right here.
Pete? Glenn?
No, you said Pete first.
No, but that was like, hey, Pete, give it to Glenn now.
Oh, no. No, it doesn't work that way.
Nick?
Yeah.
Glenn?
Hey.
Hey, Glenn.
I guess it does work that way.
Mike?
Okay, so...
No, I didn't know what to say. I was just jealous.
That's what I do. No, and then you say, Mike?
Mike?
Well, we got to wrap it up here on Click It or Ticket, everybody.
We actually kind of do.
Yeah, we do.
No, I mean, this is my show now, so. Well,
this has been a beautiful hour and a half this week.
Yeah, we've been trying to get Mike to quit for the last hour.
Cartelli week. The only week better than Shark Week is Cartelli Week.
This is Shark Week,
but
right?
But he is a shark, so. Kind of works.
Wait, we're in. I'm missing fucking Shark Week for this.
No, it's a false alarm.
Oh. Relax, Glenn.
Don't do
that
to me.
We're gonna tag this episode with Shark Week. It'll boost our hits. By
like
200.
Kind of like when I wanted to put Scientology on there.
Shark Week. I'll click it or ticket, everybody.
Mike, real quickly, could you say Scientology, Shark Week, and then one other tag that you see fit?
Scientology, Shark Week, and. Michael Jackson autopsy photos.
Oh,
ooh,
nice.
Well,
everybody's going to want to see those.
Mike Cartelli, up and coming, famous comedy writer.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for Click It or Ticket, everybody.
No problem.